I think some of you have heard my testimony perhaps more than once. So just to recap, my name is Sarah. I'm from the Williamsburg Church in Brooklyn. And for the past 2 years, I have been living in China. And I've been teaching English at a university in the city of Ruzhou. And it has been quite the experience. Talking with Brother Ernie before, I guess kind of thinking about if I tell somebody, oh, I've been in China, sometimes they think, oh, like, how could you go to China, or why would you go to China, or, you know, what made you leave your family? And as Brother Ernie was saying in, I believe, this morning's meeting, you know, when God has a plan for you, and He has a, you know, step by step, a plan for you to take. You don't know where you're going to end up a lot of the time, and sometimes He just shows you step by step. And hearing Him talk this morning, I said, you know what, that's true in my life. So I'm glad to share with you tonight that God has been faithful in this way to me as well. Let's see. So I guess starting from maybe a young age, God put missions on my heart. And I didn't know where I was going to go. I didn't know how that was going to work out. But as Brother Ernie was talking about staying connected to the vine and just wanting God, wanting to know God, you know, I have so much to learn, but I'm so thankful that God was faithful to show me step by step, you know, with going to a Christian college and being introduced to some missions trips and being able to even study a few classes of Bible and missions. And, you know, then after college and also getting some experience teaching, although it was teaching music, and finding out that I love teaching and you know, kind of seeing in the in retrospect how God used that, you know, in these past 2 years. And, you know, just how He was able to give me or kind of drop into my lap an organization called ELIC, English Language Institute of China, and just He showed me that I should apply there. And after a year or two, He told me it's time to go, you know. So I found myself in a small city in the Shandong province of China. So it's kind of on the east coast in between Beijing and Shanghai. And it's been a great blessing and a challenge, but just to see how God's been faithful in working with me and the other teachers that, you know, the foreign teachers from my organization, as we work together and do our best to live for God and live as an example to the students that we come in contact with. Our main job is to teach oral English, cross-cultural communication and writing to freshmen and sophomores in the university, Chufu Normal University, so it's a teacher's college, and to share our lives with them, help them any way we can, be Christ to them, and as we see interest, we are able to, within the context of relationship, share our faith with them, share what gives us hope, what gives us a future. Why did we even come to China? Why do we care about them? And just so grateful to be able to share. It's such a joy, and I'm sure we can share it wherever we are. So I'm sure you can experience the very same thing. You don't really need to take a plane to do that. And so just to see God working in us and, you know, by His grace through us, to share God's love with, you know, the students that we come in contact with. So God's been faithful. Even just this past semester, it didn't look like our team from the organization, our group of teachers that this organization sends to this university. It didn't look like we were going to stay open next year. And so they were asking me, if, you know, are you going to come back to China another year? Should we plan for you to have a job here? And I didn't know. I had signed up for 2 years and I was almost finished. And again, I said, God, you have to show me. I don't know, you know. And I was just praying, and it was all of the, it was kind of dramatic with, you know, the university talking with the organization. They were going to close. They're not going to close. They're going to put a new program in. They're not going to put a new program in. And just all of these things back and forth. And through maybe two or more months, it really was up in the air. And the other teachers and I were kind of tempted to worry about the work that had begun, you know, that was going on in what we're doing, worrying about the future of it, and, you know, attempting to look at the situation and try to figure things out, try to solve the problem. But in the end, we knew that all we could do was give it to God. God, show us the next step. Show us the right way to go. We just want to please you. We just want to serve you wherever you put us, whether it's here or somewhere else. And, I guess other people were asking me, you know, so what are you going to do next year? Are you going back to America? Are you going to stay in China? And I still didn't know for quite a while. And I just had this feeling that God was just asking me to look at Him, to wait on Him, to trust Him, and that He would show me when it was time. And so after a few different situations kind of came into place, finally, just one day, it was suddenly quite clear to me that I needed to come back for the next year. And I was just thankful, because it's hard for me to explain how God would show me that. I think it's maybe different for everybody. But, you know, He was so faithful just to put it into my heart and just to give me that peace and just the settled understanding that He did want me back in this city with this team, with this organization. And so I'm excited to see what God will do this coming year. There are a lot of changes. We're still there. There's a new program that's going to be working with not only the students in the university, but also teachers, English teachers in the surrounding middle schools and high schools, that some of our teachers will be working with them to kind of continue their training. And so our ministry is going to kind of grow and look different. And but we know that God's heart is for the people of this city, is for the students that come to this university and the universities in the city. And I know that God will continue His work there. I just like to share, I guess, maybe a few little bit more specific praise items and prayer items, if you could give me the chance. I don't know if I'm talking too long. And so a couple praise items is that this year and this past semester, just being able to talk to various Christian student groups and to see their heart for sharing their hope, sharing God's truth with their fellow students, has been really encouraging to me. As we continue to pray for the students we have, they're also praying for their classmates. And just this past semester, we've got to see a few more students make decisions, a few more students just growing in leadership, you know, in desire to, you know, after they graduate, to continue in Bible studies or continue in, you know, leading in their fellowships. And, you know, one girl was telling me how she wants to go into business and government, she said, because the government needs Christians, you know. And so just to hear their own desires and hearts for their students, their classmates, and for their own country, their society, it's been really encouraging for me, and just to see some of my students coming to know the Lord as well. So if you would pray for their student groups, it's different from the States. They sometimes have different struggles. You know, something I've seen is sometimes there's not trust with maybe one student group versus another student group for various reasons. But we are, as foreign teachers, we are praying and kind of trying to facilitate more communication between student groups to know that they are, you know, a family, even though they might go to a different group. Sometimes it's, I don't want to go into too much, but house churches and government churches sometimes don't trust each other and don't kind of intermingle. But just that they would grow and they would work together in reaching their campuses for Christ. pray for some students that Joni and I, the other teacher that I was working with, are discipling, that they would grow in the Word, they would kind of get out of the receiving phase and into more of the, you know, sharing their faith and sharing what they've been given. And then one girl that Joni and I got very close to this these past 2 years, just has been a really good friend and a helper, translator, etc. She's we've studied with her, but she hasn't made a decision yet. And I believe God has to continue working in her heart and really showing her the truth of His Word, the truth that she's been studying. I can tell she's really hungry and she's really wants to know and she wants to experience God, but you know, God has to continue to work in her heart. And so if you could pray for Cleo. Also pray for I guess the not just our organization teachers, there are other foreign teachers that also desire to, you know, are there for the same reason we are, to share our hope and share Christ with their campuses. We kind of have a growing foreign fellowship, we call ourselves, and it's been really cool to see. When I first got there, it was just four of us, and now this past semester on Sundays, it was about 10 of us. So in a small city in China, that's, I don't know, I think that's huge. So so that just that our foreign fellowship would be able to encourage each other and grow together as believers, as well as you know, working together to reach the various campuses and universities in our city. I believe just one praise report is that there was a student from America who came for 6 months to China, and it, part of a just a kind of a, how do I call it? She was studying Chinese, but she was desiring to reach out to her classmates, to Chinese students that she connected with. And it was just for 6 months, but God called her. And when I had left this past semester, she didn't know if she would come back. But in the end, she said, God, I know that God wants me to stay here. I know God wants me to come back as a teacher. So God really provided her a job and just helped her through an interview and, you know, just a lot of things that go into getting a job in China, in a Chinese university. So that's one more fellow worker that we have in our city. So it's just wonderful to see God's moving in our city and His heart for especially the students on different campuses of the universities in our city. So much to be grateful for. God is faithful. So if you continue to remember us, be grateful. Thanks.
Thank you, Sarah.